From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The chargé d'affaires at the Haitian embassy in Washington says the ambassador's resignation was an emotional blunder. Supporters of those exiled from Haiti wonder what the future will bring, and US Vice President on a mission to consult with Jamaica's influential Prime Minister. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Fritz Fouget, chargé d'affaires at the Haitian embassy in Washington, says that the resignation of his ambassador over the situation in Haiti was a blunder. Mr. Fouget is also critical of the United States' condemnation of Haiti. The United States issued a statement saying that the Haitian government had put at risk the democratic transition in Haiti. But Mr. Fouget says that America and other countries have misunderstood the situation. I asked Mr. Fouget, what evidence does President Avril have to back up his action?
Last week, an officer of the presidential palace, a lieutenant colonel, has been murdered in his car with his wife and his servant. It is very necessary for him to keep the criminals out, and this state of siege will help clean up, and that will give him enough time to find out those who have committed crimes, those who are going around planning it, and those who are piling arms or plotting guerrillas against the government and against the citizen.
But it hasn't been made clear who has carried out the attacks. Are you suggesting that it is the opposition leaders and that was the reason why they were expelled from the country?
No. That was as far as the opposition leaders are concerned, we have had, the government has had more trouble. They are always calling for strike, always creating disorder, and always, in calling for the electoral process, they have been always going, having acts that would show that they did not want it, because many of those were not that popular to go into a free and honest election. So they were making a lot of disorder. As a matter of fact, this is a temporary measure against them, because they are not being expelled like exile forever. If the electoral process is taking place, they can come back to the country as long as they behave as a responsible citizen.
You mentioned that the opposition leaders haven't been expelled, that this is just a temporary measure. But with the electoral process, how possible is it to now have this process go ahead with all the opposition leaders being expelled from the country?
The problem is the electoral campaign is being stopped now so that they can make the country a little bit more acceptable for the electoral process. Now, when the campaign starts again, if they want to go back to the country, they can always manifest their desire, and I don't think they will have any problem with that as long as they don't come and create disorder and go against that process.
But is the electoral process at risk, as the U.S. State Department have said?
Not necessarily, because this is an internal affair. And, you know, the government is doing his best at this time to make things look better, but it's not always, you cannot always satisfy everybody. You cannot satisfy the rule of the country and the international ruling.
What is your view of the ambassador resigning earlier this week in protest against what he called the repeated violations of human rights by his country's military government?
That was just a blunder, I would say, because of the fact he had the perception that things were going different than what he should have looked into. And also there were rumors that he was being replaced. So he went ahead and did it first. And now he's blaming it on all the things that are happening in Haiti and taking advantage of the situation.
How much of a serious setback is the ambassador's resignation?
We will have to see, because this was an emotional act based upon the impression that he was being replaced. And that's also the pressure that the radios were putting on him to resign so that they could attempt to embarrass the Avril's government that was suggested by the opposition.
Chargé d'affaires Fritz Fouget at the Haitian embassy in Washington. And President Prosper Avril has continued his crackdown on civilian opposition in the country and has issued a new decree, tightening still further the state of siege he declared on Saturday night. Live broadcasts from news reporters in the provinces have been forbidden, and there's a total ban on news about Haiti from overseas. Our correspondent in Port-au-Prince says that those outspoken opposition leaders and human rights activists who have not already been arrested, beaten up or deported during the crackdown have fled into hiding and are still being hunted by the security forces. Meanwhile, in Port-au-Prince, the supporters of democracy are now in a quandary about the future. One of them is Jean-Sébastien Roy, son of the exiled Dr. Louis Roy. He runs the National Civic Education Programme, which until now has been promoting community development and popular participation in the democratic process. But the state of siege has put an end to these activities. And on the line to the Haitian capital, Brian Jarman asked Jean-Sébastien Roy what role this umbrella of organisations can now play.
We would be concentrating on things like environment, respect and protection of environment, alternative energy sources such as solar energy, wind energy.